WSJM gets you in the know before you go with WSJM News, Talk, and Sports. Online anytime at WSJM.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Depend on us, WSJM. Now, Johnny Reinhart with Spencer Rivers.
619, 58 right now, and going to be a beautiful day today, and looking forward to it. Spencer, did you have a good day yesterday? You do anything fun?
Did I do anything fun? What did I do? Yeah, well, I don't
know. Or productive, at least.
Well, productive, yes. Yeah. I cleaned the house.
Oh, nice. The whole house?
Well, like, yeah, and I did some laundry. And
wow.
Unfortunately, I was cleaning out the washing machine from the last wash, because there's always some lint or something.
Oh, yeah.
There. And I grabbed what I thought was lint, and actually was a dead bee.
Oh, no, from your bee debacle.
Yeah, and I grabbed the wrong end of it and got a very painful sting in my thumb.
Ouch.
So that wasn't fun.
And the barrier to block the bees, that's holding up, right?
Yeah, yeah, there aren't any live ones. I got to clean up some dead ones that I think couldn't get out and were too cold in the house or whatever. So they just died on the floor or whatever. So I got to clean that up yet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, speaking of clean, I washed my, gave my dog a bath yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not as difficult as for some people to have large dogs. I mean, because my dog's 9 pounds, so he's very easy to bathe. But he can be difficult. But it has been, he's an inside dog, so he doesn't get bathed often.
Right, right.
But yeah, I just looked at him yesterday and said, "Hey, man, it's time for a bath." And he actually did a great job.
You didn't find any bugs on him or anything?
Nope, no bugs. He's had a flea and tick collar for years now. And so it's been, we usually change those out every 5-6 months. So he holds up pretty nice.
You know what I would wear?
What's
a mosquito
that?
Collar.
Yeah, I don't see why they don't have those for humans. Because, like, as well as his, like, flea and tick collar works, and it just looks like a similar to a regular dog collar, so why can't we have something like that for humans?
I would, or a bracelet,
yeah,
or something
like that. Yeah, and they make those one little mosquito bracelets, but I don't know how great they work.
Oh, I didn't even know that. They made those.
They make ones, and they're, like, yellow, kind of look like a phone cord.
Oh,
similar to that. So next time you're going outside anywhere during, especially for long periods of time in the summer, go get one of those. You can find them in the most stores.
Hopefully we won't have to worry about those much longer.
No. Yeah, I know. That's why I look forward to changing of the season in October now. And we're getting less and less mosquitoes and bugs to deal with. Now we just have snow, and then all those bugs trying to get into the house at some point.
Yeah. I was sitting outside yesterday enjoying the weather, and twice two stink bugs landed on me.
Man, you're just very bugs are very attracted to you.
Guess so. Man, I don't like those. Those get in the house.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're nasty. Here's some things that are going on today you should know about. It is Ask a Stupid Question Day. Man, I do that every day.
Oh, I do that every day.
Yeah,
too.
Every day. It's also National Chewing Gum Day. I don't know if you knew this. Back in 1906, gum maker Frank Fleer debuted a gum that could be blown into bubbles. It was originally called Blibber Blubbler.
Jeez.
But that was too hard for people to say, so they just changed it to Double Bubble instead. And Fleer, isn't Fleer one of the companies that made, like, baseball cards, if I'm not mistaken?
I
believe
don't recall. That name is familiar, but I don't know what for.
I think Fleer is that. I think that's what they do, is because it makes sense, because I know back when I was a kid, you would get baseball cards packs, and there would be a stick of gum in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And then you'd go to garage sales and you'd get the really older older packs of cards, and they still got the piece of gum in there.
Oh, but that's nice and hard.
You want to hold on to it because you're going to make more money sometimes with card packs that aren't opened at all.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep the gum in there.
I have bowling cards.
Bowling cards?
Yeah, professional bowlers.
We should have trading cards.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I would like to learn more stats about Spencer Rivers, and your batting average and all that stuff. We'll have to figure out what we will put on our stats of back of our baseball cards if we had them. But also today, it's International Podcast Day. We got a lot of those at WSJM.com, and there's a lot to listen to everywhere. Speaking of that, Jon Stewart is going to be starting his new show on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus. Oh. And I believe it's not only a show, but also a TV show. And then also, I think he's doing a podcast with that.
I do not have that channel.
I do for a short amount of time. So you could come to my house and we could watch it if you want.
Watch Jon Stewart.
Yeah, why not? It's also World Translation Day. So that's celebrating the worldwide translation community because Google Translate, they do a pretty good job of translating stuff and always want to try and learn a new language.
I used to know French and some Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man. You are a very internationally known person. That's great. What did you learn those for?
French was required in elementary school.
Okay.
And Italian, just because I wanted to learn Italian. Because I hear a lot of people speak Italian.
That's true.
Use certain words. You know, what does that mean? So that was kind of neat.
Two beautiful languages.
Yeah,
so
and there's some nice... Luciano Pavarotti has some great...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so,
love
I wanted
Pavarotti.
To know what he was singing, so yeah. You know, I looked at him.
See, I always wanted to learn German because my grandparents always spoke German, and I always wanted to know what they were saying, but my grandma would never teach me because she wanted to have her own private conversations.
Oh, I get it.
Because I asked my mom that. I said, hey, how come we never learned German? Because my dad knew how to speak it, my uncles, everybody knew how to speak it. And they would speak English, but my mom said it's because that they didn't want us to know what they were saying.
Well,
they didn't want us to eavesdrop on their conversation.
Was that considered rude or not?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Huh.
But, so then I never learned. So now I still need to learn German.
Hmm.
That's on my list of languages to learn.
Hang out at the Donk over there.
Yeah. Donk and the Kickers Club.
Yep.
Those are my places. And some useless knowledge to jumpstart your day. Maybe you're having some breakfast or some coffee right now, and you know you could sprinkle a little bit of pure gold on top of that if you wanted to, because I don't know if you knew this, pure gold is safe to eat, and it's basically flavorless, so you could just put some on there.
Why?
What is that one alcohol that has gold in it? Is it Goldschlager?
I don't know.
It's got like little bits of gold in it.
Huh.
Which, why they have that in there, I don't know. It's obviously, if it's flavorless, then it's obviously just like a novelty kind of thing. Like, oh, look, there's little bits of gold in it. So you know it's good.
Yeah, you have to wonder, how it exits.
I was just going to say. Maybe Goldschlager translates into glitter poop. That's probably what it is. Or golden nuggets.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, you shouldn't eat your jewelry, though, because it's definitely not pure. It has a bunch of metals mixed in with it as well. Maybe that's why the gold diggers were always biting it. Because it's soft, but also maybe they wanted to see if it tastes good.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in Westerns. Biting it. Oh, that's real gold. You know.
Yeah, or what's his name on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? What is that guy's name? Yukon Cornelius.
Oh, okay.
When he's looking for gold, remember?
Oh,
and
then, yeah.
And he goes, nothing. Here's something. A lot of people didn't go into the office last year, but... we did apparently watch a lot of The Office. Americans watched over 57 billion minutes of The Office just in 2020.
Hmm.
You watched that show?
No.
You've got the Peacock, yes?
Yeah, I just didn't find that. The episodes I saw, I didn't find the humor in them. So.
It takes a little while. I will say for anybody that maybe has never watched The Office before, you gotta like that first few episodes, almost the entire first season. You have to just kind of watch it, and then it gets great. It's just fantastic all the way to the end. You just can't stop watching it. One of my favorites. Speaking of watching things, this will blow your mind. The Matrix. It came out in 1999. And here's a little strange thing that happened. When Neo shows his passport, the expiration date says September 11, 2001.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Here's some other things for you, some useless knowledge. I always like strange laws that are in different states, ones that probably are never used. This one, it's a misdemeanor in Pennsylvania to trade your infant. It's strange.
Boy.
Strange. Why you would trade that and what you would trade it for, I have no idea. Here's one. You like soda. You said you drink some soda in the morning. Did you know that the 2-liter bottle of soda was created by Pepsi?
Really?
And not Coke. Yeah, Pepsi debuted the 2-liter bottle in 1970.
Wow, I had no idea.
Wasn't it, isn't it Faygo? Don't they have a 3-liter bottle? There's some soda company that has a 3-liter bottle, which I think is ridiculous. I've got small hands, so trying to drink a 2-liter bottle is difficult, let alone try to do a 3-liter. You might as well just pour all your soda in a bucket and dump it on yourself.
I remember the radio station, when we were on the island, having a vending machine that was full of RC Cola.
Ooh, RC Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, fancy. Only the finest of sodas.
No Pepsi or Coke. It was an RC machine.
Oh, royalty only.
Royal.
Did you have you? So you had an RC machine, and then you had a Burger King burger dispenser.
No.
Oh, okay.
No food. It was just.
That's
soft
cool.
Soft drinks.
So it was just that one soda though.
Well, I think there might have been Diet Right in there because that's where that's also an RC brand.
Oh yeah, Diet Right. I forgot about that. I don't even know if they still make that.
I think they do.
Wow.
But you don't see RC advertised anywhere anymore.
They used to advertise it a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. I wonder what happened. We'll have to look into that. We'll get our research team on there. They're getting their money's worth. And as you're starting the morning, you're probably grabbing yourself a cup of coffee. Here's some things that are trending this morning. Actually has to do with coffee. You know the classic Folgers jingle, this one?
Day's looking new and bright, and you're gonna start it right. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the best part of waking up?
I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Yeah, you don't even know. Even if you don't drink coffee, this is something that might be worth something. The music company that owns the song you just heard, the jingle for Folgers, it's auctioning it off and the rights to it.
Wow.
So every time it plays on TV, you get money. Every time it plays on any commercial anywhere, you get some money for it.
Oh.
So it's probably not going to make you rich, but over the last 10 years, the jingle has earned $38,000 in royalties. But here's where the math doesn't make sense. So in the last 10 years, $38,000 in royalties. Okay, add that up. But if you've got money to burn, the top bid is over $70,000 some odd dollars right now, the current bid. So if you think about it, you'd be losing money. I mean, really, it would just be one of those nice things to have.
Uh-huh.
Because if you've only made $38,000, you're going to pay pretty much double that to just get the rights to it. And then 10 years, it's going to take you 20 to 30 years probably to end up recouping on your investment. If you think about it, you're better off just buying coffee. Just buy the Folgers coffee instead and drink it instead of spending money to get the jingle. Because honestly, with some jingles, they use them less and less in the commercial. So what if they only play a small portion of it? Do you get a small portion of the money? I don't know.
So what happens if you played that down the road? somebody would come after you for money? Or?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I just looked it up on YouTube and found it. So I don't know if I'm going to, if now I have to pay whoever gets this, like,
oh boy,
2 cents. I don't know. That's for our lawyers to decide, not me.
Coffees used to have little jingles. Maxwell House used to have that jingle.
Okay.
Some of a percolator noise. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I'll have to look that up and see if I can't find that, because I'm curious now. Because, yeah, a lot of jingles. And we know that jingles get stuck in your head. I can sing about probably 100 jingles, local and national.
Oh, let's hear them.
Do you want to hear them?
No.
All right, fine. I'll sing for you later.
Oh, gosh.
Coming up here, here's some other things that are trending. We'll get to what's coming up a little bit later on. But here's something interesting. When it comes to money, speaking of having something cool, PropStore.com selling off some memorabilia or memorable movie props that fans love to get their hands on. Think of this. You've ever wanted to own Freddy Krueger's razor blade gloves?
Ooh.
Or the Michael Myers Halloween mask?
That'd be all right.
That would be cool. Or Will Ferrell's costume from Elf, or Wilson from the movie Castaway.
Really?
You could buy this.
Wow.
All through this website, propstore.com. Not sure how much this stuff costs.
That'd be interesting to even look at.
Yeah. I've always wanted to know what they do with some of those movie props, because some of that stuff, obviously, some of the actors will take some of that stuff home after they're done with the movie or the TV show. Or sometimes you see props and set pieces show up in other movies.
Yes.
Because isn't that how Halloween kind of started, with them having pretty much zero budget, and somebody just went into a costume shop and ended up finding, because isn't the face of Michael Myers in Halloween, isn't that a mold of William Shatner?
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. We'll have to, again, I believe I'm right, because I always believe I'm right. But honestly, I think I'm right about this one. Somebody will have to Google it for us. I will do after this. But if you happen to know, 925 WSJM, if that is a face of William Shatner, or you can get a hold of us on our Facebook page. But I believe they had virtually no budget and they just found whatever they could.
Why would someone have a mold of William Shatner?
A mold of William Shatner. My guess is maybe they did something for Star Trek, and maybe there was at some point his face needed to be, maybe they were like chopping off his head or something, or doing something random like that. And they didn't want to actually use his real face. So, I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty sure it was William Shatner.
I have never seen a person that was 90 years old that looked better than him.
Than William Shatner?
Oh, my gosh. You'd swear maybe he's 70 or something like that.
He might be going into space. I read that the other day. He's in talks with Jeff Bezos to go into space.
That'd be cool.
Which, I mean, it's kind of coming full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his career really took off. when he was already in outer space, and now he's going to actually go, which will be cool.
He was in some great Twilight Zone episodes as well.
Isn't that the one where there's something on the wing?
Yeah, something tearing apart the plane.
Yeah.
I think he's nuts. There's also another one where him and his girlfriend are in a restaurant, and they keep putting dimes or pennies in this machine that tells fortunes.
Ooh.
And that goes way off.
Spooky.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check those out. I love watching classic Twilight Zone.
I think
you can watch a lot of that on Hulu. If you have Hulu, I believe you can watch Twilight Zone episodes on Hulu. Speaking of putting money into things, this is how we know things are going wrong in the world. The Dollar Tree. No longer things will be a dollar. They will soon have to raise their prices. And some things won't be a dollar. Some things may be, say, $1.50 or more. So for the first time, the store is charging more than a buck on some of those items. It used to be everything in there was a dollar. which made it easy for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Not only when you're shopping, but the cashiers as well. They're like, oh, well, you've got this many items. This is how much is taxable. Da-da-da-da-da. Done.
I went there looking for a used car. They didn't have
No? Not for a dollar?
No.
Why not? The price is right. the people on Price is Right can bid a dollar. Why can't I do the same thing in the store?
Probably before your time, but certainly during my childhood, there were dime stores.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There were five. They were called 5 and 10 stores. A nickel and a dime.
Yep.
And that was probably before you. I don't know if you remember those or not.
Could you get a lot of things for? Because I know down in downtown St. Joe, there's they call it the 5 and dime, but things inside, obviously not. I don't know what you can get for a nickel in there.
Probably 2 pieces of gum.
What could you get in the 5 and dime store back when you were younger? It just about anything, right?
Yeah, but back when I was a kid, of course, looked at all the toys for a dime or nickel or something like that. Yeah. So I don't know what my folks used to get. I always get intrigued by, if you go into a store, you've probably done this, and they have an aisle called Notions. You ever seen these?
Notions?
Yeah.
No, I've seen lotions, but not Notions.
Notions, they have all kinds of different things in there.
Huh.
Yeah, one of the stores around here has that. I forget which. Maybe it's Rite Aid or something like that has an aisle. Notions, what is that?
And that's sort of the miscellaneous kind
of stuff. Yeah, they got like
stuff.
Thread and needles and things like that in there. But I thought that was it was amusing for a time.
You'd see they're like, oh, well, they misspelled it. Maybe it's supposed to be lotions. And
no.
They just said, nah, that's notions now.
How about have you ever been to the millinery department?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
where is the millinery? What is the millinery department? Ah, yes. I don't wear hats often. Maybe I should start wearing hats.
If you continue on your current.
Oh, yeah.
Like
especially
me,
when it's
I wear a hat all the time.
Yeah, I definitely probably need to start doing that. You're right about that. I'm getting old. You know, earlier we were talking about how Folgers and their jingle is up for sale at auction. And right now it's about 80 grand or so. And you mentioned, what was it, Maxwell House and them having a jingle. I dug up a commercial from, I believe it was probably the 50s. So I'm guessing this is what you were talking about.
Smell good ground coffee. That's Maxwell House coffee.
Wait for it.
Listen to the sound of the Maxwell House coffee pot at work.
That's it, right? There you go. That's catchy. I like that.
They used that for a couple of decades.
Wow.
But nobody uses a percolator, and very few people, I should say, use percolators anymore.
Yeah, not often. I mean, I know still, like kitchens and restaurants, they may still have the big giant percolators in some places. But yeah, it's not an in-home thing, really, to have the percolator. But I wonder if it makes that sound.
You recall your parents ever have one?
A percolator?
Yeah.
I don't remember if they had one or not.
I remember my mom having one. Yeah,
I'm
probably
not sure.
More than one.
Some other things that are trending this morning, you know the movie Scream from the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
That home that's featured in those movies, available for rent during the month of October, just $5 a night. The
You're
home's
kidding.
Phone. Yeah,
really?
This is a deal. So the home's phone, which Ghostface called his victims on in the film, that's working. There's also a vintage VCR in the living room, so renters can watch all 4 Scream movies on VHS if they want. And there's also popcorn, ice cream, and pizza that are being provided to renters. I think this is a genius idea.
$5 a night?
Yeah, $5 a night. That's
Oh, my gosh.
My guess is it's already been rented out. It's already booked, but $5 a night. If you would have saw that when that first came out, I bet that would have been a fun time.
Yeah,
$5. Wow.
I wonder if that's just one person at a time, or is that more than one person?
Even then, if you could get $5 a person, even if you could get friends together, I don't know. That sounds pretty awesome to go and check out. That I'd always love to go on movie set, especially if they're real houses like that.
Yeah.
Like the one from The Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah, that's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's not far from here, so why not? We can go check that out. Here's another thing that you might want to know about, and maybe if you're looking for another job, maybe a side hustle. The pandemic has led to a worker shortage in many industries, including a clown shortage in the UK.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of performers returned to their home countries during the various lockdowns over the past 18 months, and the owner of Duffy's Circus issued an appeal asking for people from Northern Ireland to become clowns as his overseas performers can't return. And he's holding online auditions in hopes of developing a new staff for when his circus can travel again.
Huh.
So there you go.
Clown shortage.
All that clown school that I took when I was younger, maybe that's going to pay off. Maybe I actually use my education.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that live around here that could qualify for
that. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Especially we'll sign them up.
They're driving cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You go the opposite way, or maybe you don't even go on the highway, but you get down 94, either east or westbound where the construction is, and there's people driving like there's nothing going on.
Yeah, you know, and like they've never learned how to drive before.
No.
I wonder, maybe there was clowns teaching driver's ed. Maybe that's for some of those people. That's what was happening.
They're trying to find a restroom. I don't know.
Who knows?